Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, everyone. This is Allison, and I welcome you to Visible by Numbers this evening. Thank you for being here. And a big thanks goes out to Don and BBS Radio for this opportunity to be here each and every week. I also wanted to thank Chet Nichols for our lovely new intro to Visible by Numbers. Thanks, Chet. Now, if this is your first time listening to Visible by Numbers, this show is all about numerology, looking at it from every aspect, from empowering you by teaching you how to use it to live a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life, to doing readings to demonstrate how insightful understanding your numerology can be, and also by explaining how all spiritual philosophy can be found within the knowledge of numerology. Now, on tonight's show, this is usually the night that Ellen Dodge joins us. I know that you know and you love Ellen Dodge, but unfortunately she's feeling under the weather this evening, so I kind of come do the show myself. And I am going to open up the lines right at the onset of the show. If you want to call with a question about numerology, I'd be happy to answer your question. If you would like me to give you a demonstration of what your numerology is, you can call me and I can, from your date of birth, do a reading for you. Those numbers to call, toll-free in the USA, 1-877-876-5227. Calling toll-free from Canada, 1-888-810-8322, and you can always call direct from California at 530-876-3222. Now, you may or may not know what numerology is, and or it might be your first time joining the show, so I'll just give you a little brief explanation here. Just you and just everything else in the universe has a distinct vibration, and we've learned a lot about this recently, I think, with some of the books from Greg Brandon, The Divine Matrix, and with a lot of the talks and articles on quantum physics. Everything and everyone has a vibration. And your vibration is determined by the numbers found in your very own personal numerology chart. That's what we're doing when we're doing your numerology. We're taking a look at your name. We're taking a look at your date of birth. There's certain calculations that we do. We come up with numbers, and those numbers are measuring your rate of vibration or who you are. And you might sit there and you go, well, what does a number have to say about that? But actually, numbers represent spiritual qualities. You know, it's a language unto itself, and each number represents a certain energy. And so when we connect to your numbers in your numerology chart, we connect to your energy, and we're able to explain many, many things to you, give you a wealth of information just based on that. Numerology is based on the fact that nothing is by coincidence. Everything in your life is written. It's almost like the soul contract of your life coming in this lifetime. And that's really what a numerology chart is interpreting for you. So I hope that gives you a little bit of an understanding about what numerology is. I'm going to be talking a little bit here in a little while about what the benefits of having your numerology are, but I did receive a question in my email, because every week, you know, I'm telling you, if you don't want to call in, maybe you're, you know, a little hesitant about calling the show and asking a question, you're more than welcome to email me with your questions, and I will try to answer you on the show. You can find my email address right there on the front page, on the BBS homepage, under Visible by Numbers, and you can just click on that and email me if you've got a question. So anyhow, one listener was interested in finding out how I became interested in numerology. And, you know, I've explained this on the show before, and I know this is all part of, I suppose, my energy and my path in life. But when I was a child, I was very fascinated with biographies, and I was probably fascinated with them at a very early age. I actually kind of read above my age level. And so in the summer times, I would go to the library and I would check out as many biographies as I could, and I would just read about people's lives. And these biographies were about, you know, scientists or philosophers, or it could be just famous people in general. But I was just fascinated because, you know, where they came from, where they were born, and how they got to be who they were in the end, how they reached this destiny that they had, it just fascinated me, and I love to read about the stories about people's lives. And in the course of running back and forth to the library to check out books, I checked out a numerology book. That was a little bit of destiny, I think, at that time, because I don't know what drew me to it. I don't even know how I found it, but I really am sure that that was a pivotal moment in my life. And the book itself was Romance in Your Name by Juno Jordan. And when I brought that book home, I started to read it and realized that this was talking about how, you know, what makes people who they are, what's their natural energies. It also was talking about destinies and how to reach them, things like challenges. And I realized at that particular time that this book about numerology was really answering the questions that I was having from reading all of those biographies, how someone does attain their destiny. And so I'm not saying that I was a prodigy at 10 and 11 years old. I didn't immediately start doing numerology for everyone, but that was just one of those moments in time, that pivotal time in my life. And it showed a great interest in something other than, you know, what I was being raised as. Because I was raised in a Catholic home, going to parochial schools. And certainly, when my mother found the numerology book, she wasn't all that excited about it. But it was a very exciting time for me to be able to do numerology on my brothers and sisters and things like that. But I didn't jump right into it, certainly at 11. It wasn't until later on in life that I actually started to study numerology in earnest. And one of the things that I realized as I was studying numerology was that the books really weren't teaching me so much as it was validating things that I already knew. That I already knew how to go about putting together charts. I already seemed to understand what the numbers meant. I understood how to interpret a chart without really being taught. So perhaps I carried this knowledge with me from a past life is the only way that I can make sense of it. And one thing led to another, and yada, yada, yada. And so here I am now on the radio talking to you about numerology. That's how I got here. I will tell you that because of the incredible power of numerology, I'm inspired by it. I'm inspired by its ability to heal people. I'm inspired by its ability to enlighten people about themselves. And I'm also always amazed by its accuracy, how incredibly accurate numerology can be. And you have to consider how far removed from the source this information is, what we use when we do our calculations with numerology. I mean, this ancient divination tool, it really dates back to the beginning of time, to the very first alphabet. And yet, somehow, in 2007, it works. And it makes sense. And it's very accurate. And that's one of the reasons why I'm fascinated with numerology, but also because it's so helpful to people to understand themselves. And that's it's really bringing passion for what you do to what you do. I love numerology. So I bring passion to it. Now, some of you might be sitting there and saying, well, you know, what's the benefit of having my numerology done? The one most important thing that I think the self-enlightenment that comes by knowing what your energy is, by having it defined through numerology, it teaches you about who you are. And I think from that comes a certain amount of self-love. Because, you know, quite often we try to fit into the mold of what we think we should be, what we're told we should be. We try to fit into the mold of what's norm. But the truth of the matter is each and every person has their own individual energy. And what is right for one person is not necessarily right for you. And what they're very good at is not necessarily something you're good at. And how they perceive things through their eyes is not necessarily how you perceive things. So when you really look at the energy that talks about you in a numerology chart, it really helps you to begin to understand who you are, why you feel the way you feel, why you think the way you think. Even your perception of things is influenced by your energy. You know, to give you a little example of how your perception is influenced by your energy, we can just take two numbers here. We can take the 5 energy and we can take the 4 energy. Now, the 4 energy has a tendency, a person that has 4 energy in their chart has a tendency to be a little bit traditional. And they really don't want to reinvent the wheel. And they can be very conventional in their thinking. And, you know, not really so apt to want to embrace new ideas. But you take the energy of a 5, and a 5 is full speed ahead. It's constantly moving forward in their knowledge, moving forward in their thinking. They're very unconventional, untraditional. And they're more apt to embrace new ideas and new technology and new everything. So when you take and you feel those two energies, you know, feel someone who likes everything traditional and everything just so, and feel somebody else that's, you know, running towards the next biggest thing, you can understand how these two people would perceive things differently. That's the point that I'm trying to make here about the fact that once you understand your energy, you understand why it is you feel the way you do, why you do, and why what is right for you is not necessarily right for another person. The self-love comes in from that understanding, and also when you can validate, like some people are emotional and some people are more mental people and some people are very physical people, and this is all written into the charts, and how you react to life experiences, you know. Some people with a lot of emotional numbers, like 3, 6, and 9 in their chart, would react very emotionally to circumstances that were upsetting. Someone that was a more physical person, like a 1 or an 8, they might be equally upset, but they might choose to, like, maybe do something physical, like rearrange a room, start a new project, go out and play a game of football or basketball or something physical to work off the tension or the stress. And so that's another example of the differences between the numbers and the differences between people. So the self-love is really something that I particularly, as a numerologist, try to empower people that get their numerology done. That's my job, is to empower you by letting you know what your energy is and to teach you to love and to embrace your energy. And also, you know, in all honesty, it doesn't behoove you to try to be something that you're not. It's not going to bring you happiness, and it certainly isn't going to move you forward in life if you're kind of going against the flow of who you are. So once you understand who you are, that really kind of helps you to be happier once you start to do that which you came to do and to lead a more purposeful life, because obviously if you're doing what makes you happy and doing what you have talents to do, you're going to move forward quicker, and your life is going to have new meaning and new purpose. So the self-love is very important. The other really important thing I think that numerology does is to help you to understand the concept of unconditional love of others. Many people come to me because perhaps they don't understand their spouse or the person that they're involved with, or it could be a mother, a father, a child. And when I did the numerology for them to help explain that person's energy, it's like light bulbs go off in their head. That explains why. You know, there really can be instances where people have, you know, completely different energy. They don't see eye to eye. So once you explain somebody else's energy to someone, that helps them to accept them for who they are. And the judgment, you know, we have a tendency to judge each other. Well, she's not ambitious enough, or she's too scattered, or he's not too disciplined, and he really messes up those jobs and whatever. The judgment falls to the wayside once you understand another person's energy, you know, because what is right for one person is not right for another. And I think that is one of the beautiful lessons that numerology teaches when you truly understand it, when you begin to study it, when you begin to work with it. But certainly just experiencing it with readings, with your loved ones, it's going to help you with relationships and with understanding them. Another very important thing that numerology does is validating who you are and experiences in your life. Because numerology defines your energy in more than one way. It defines your energy of who you are as a person, but there's also energy that comes in to be a catalyst for your life experiences. That energy is found in your life path, certainly, but in your pinnacles and your cycles and your essences and personal years. That's actually energy that flows in. It flows into your life and allows you to do certain things. And so when you start to work with someone's chart and you start to explain at certain times in their life they had this particular energy influencing their life, it helps to make sense of what happened in their life. Now let me give you an example. Let's say, for instance, a person had a sixth pinnacle early on in life, like maybe from birth to, let's say, age 30. Now, the energy of the six is talking about family. It's talking about relationships and loved ones. It's talking about duty and responsibility to family. And most often when we're in a sixth pinnacle, these things come into our life. And so as a child, there might have been a large extended family. There may have been many, many relatives around. And this child may have experienced, you know, having this big family and working out with relationships and seeing how the family schematics worked. But also there could be circumstances where that child had a lot of chores or had a lot of things to do that had to do with being part of this big family. It also can mean that the impressions, the perspectives, the feelings of the family members may have weighed heavily on this child and tried to influence this child, meaning mom says it, do it this way, mom says, or dad says this. And that may have, in some ways, made a very big impression on that child early on in life. And taking what the parents had to say, or authority leaders, or teachers, or whatever, to heart. And so that is one of the experiences that comes in when you have a sixth pinnacle early on in life. And I could go on and on and on with the various different pinnacles and what that brings to you. But the point of the matter here is that energy flows into your life at certain times in your life. It creates for you experiences. And if you know what your pinnacles are, it can validate what has already happened in your life. And certainly if you're looking forward and you're looking at the pinnacles in the future, you can anticipate what is to come for you. And that's a really very important part of the chart, to try to validate experiences for you and also predict some future experiences. So it's a lot of validation going on in a numerology chart and in a numerology reading. Now, challenges are another thing that comes into a numerology reading. And we all have challenges that we as souls, prior to coming in, we've agreed to work on. And so you may find that you have certain issues or certain emotional responses to things, and your numerology chart will tell you specifically what they are. You know, some people, we suffer from lack of self-worth. They have a one challenge or no confidence, or they maybe don't understand just how capable they are. Somebody else might have, you know, a sixth challenge, which is having problems with relationships or wanting perfect relationships or having difficulties with balancing that out. But there's all these challenges that are written there in your chart, and it's really, once you understand them, numerology in its infinite wisdom also gives you ways to overcome them. And in order to overcome an obstacle in your life, I mean, first thing you got to do is actually identify that particular obstacle. So that's one beautiful thing that a numerology chart does. So when we've defined what your energy is, what your natural born talents and abilities are, what you're good at, you know, what you came here to do, and now we're going to tell you what obstacles are thrown down in your life, you know, right then and there, just taking that information and putting it to use in your life makes your life better, makes it more purposeful, can bring about more happiness, love of self, love of those around you. Now, there's a lot of healing, and I've really experienced this tremendous amount through the volume of readings that I've done for people. And that healing comes from, you know, the information that the numerology is offering. Whether, you know, in some cases, you know, the only way to put this is that we come into this lifetime and we forget where we come from, and we begin to live this life surrounded by, you know, material world, a physical world. And we kind of, you know, take over, and we think that our greatest achievements are perhaps a career and making money, or having a family, a home and children, or possibly, you know, doing great things, traveling. But the truth of the matter is that your soul coming in has a different agenda, and that agenda has to do with your soul growth. And quite often, there's circumstances or things that have happened in our life. And they may have been adverse things, negative things. And believe it or not, these negative things are somewhat shown in a chart. You may have a negative personality in some ways, or have negative qualities about you. Those qualities are written into the chart in such a way that you actually have experiences that teach you that that negative behavior isn't going to get you anywhere, and it actually is a life lesson for your soul, or a soul lesson, or like they say, soul school, you're learning. And so when we can take someone back and look into their past and look at their chart and look at these various soul lessons that are written, you know, instead of walking around feeling guilty or feeling as though you failed or feeling as though, you know, you did something, you know, wrong, if you look at it from a different perspective, that that was an experience that was a catalyst for your soul growth. That was something you were meant to go through. And sometimes that can be very healing for a person when they can reflect back and make sense of what they were being taught at that time in their life and make sense of that particular experience. Now, you know, I can give you an example, and an example perhaps would be a woman who, you know, had divorce in her life, where relationship self-destructed and where she couldn't save her marriage. And she may be 20 years down the road, but looking back and saying, I'm a complete and total failure. But if you actually, when you're working with the numbers, when you're looking at all the information put together, such as a numerologist can do, when you begin to examine the essences and the transits and the personal years, you can actually pinpoint something like a divorce. It actually shows up in a chart. And when you can give that information to someone and say, well, this particular year in your life, I can see that you were working on family issues, and there may have been a break with the family or with a person, because, you know, it's showing very clearly in your chart that this was a very difficult year for you. When you give that information to that person, that's when a lot of healing can take place, because all of a sudden they realize that there was a soul lesson involved, that this was written in their chart, that they're not guilty of anything, that basically that was an experience that their soul wrote and that they were meant to go through. And from that, their soul grew and gained knowledge. Sometimes we look at relationships and we think, you know, you want the perfect relationship, but, you know, you get involved with a lot of toads, with a lot of imperfect relationships in your life, because they serve to teach. They teach you what you don't want. You know, unless you know what somebody dominating you feels like, you're not going to know not to choose it next time. If somebody is abusive to you, until you know what that feels like, that's the only time that you're going to learn to watch out and make sure you don't look for that in another relationship. There's so many different things that love relationships teach us. They're all not meant to work out and last for eons and forever and forever. So, again, what I'm saying is healing takes place. Sometimes even in charts, you know, numerology talks about many things, and there's certain numbers that actually have sad childhoods, or they have difficult childhoods. This often comes in with a 9 life path. And you have to look at the 9 is learning about unconditional love in their lifetime, being of selfless service to others, having empathy, caring, and compassion for people. Well, when you look at the life path of a 9 and you understand that sometimes they have very sad childhoods, or they have very difficult memories that are tied to their childhoods or the early part of their lives, you have to understand that perhaps that is teaching them compassion, that is teaching them empathy. It's teaching them what it feels like, perhaps, to be a victim and what it feels like to be in that position so that perhaps as they grow and as their soul gains soul growth, that getting in touch with that compassion and that love energy teaches them to be the humanitarian, to have love and caring for those that are weaker or less fortunate than themselves, because they've actually been in that position. So, you know, that's just touching briefly upon the information that, you know, numerology talks about and how healing can come in once you understand the numbers. So I don't know if this is helping you out at all as far as understanding what numerology does, but I do want to once again repeat the numbers for and the cones if somebody wants to experience a reading or if they themselves have a question about numerology. I'll be certainly happy to do that. But I also, you know, I have a lot of information to cover here, so I really don't mind one way or another. I'll do readings. I'll just keep giving you this information about numerology. But the toll-free numbers are USA 1-877-876-5227. From Canada, it's 1-888-810-8322. I'll call direct from California, 530-876-3222. I'd be happy to answer your questions on numerology and certainly happy to do a reading for you. Now, one person asked how complicated a numerology reading was and what can it tell you. Now, I've been sharing with you a lot of what it can tell you. But I will say that in order for me to do a numerology reading for someone, it quite often takes over an hour, probably closer to an hour and a half. And frankly, I talk really, really fast. So that's a lot of information. Sometimes it's almost too much information. It's almost like an information overload for people. They can't comprehend just how accurate a numerology reading can be and just how insightful it can be. You know, and each number, you know, oftentimes people say, well, I'm a 9-life path or a 6-life path or whatever. And that is not a definitive or even remotely close to what your numerology is telling you when you have your chart done. That is just such a small, tiny piece of information. And it really does not show the true, full picture of what you get when you do a numerology reading for someone. Each one of your numbers is layered on top of each other, one by one, until it creates a full picture of who you are. And that takes time to go through those numbers. And you have to understand how those numbers work with each other. I mean, that's where interpretation comes in with a numerology reading. You have to be able to interpret how these energies work together. Now, to explain interpretation, just think about it for one moment. If a person came in with a 1-life path, which is talking about leadership, which is talking about confidence, courage, a wanting and a desire to achieve, wanting to be number one, wanting to be the boss, a person who likes to be the idea person, comes up with very creative ideas, doesn't like to exactly finish the projects. But then you're taking a 2 birthday. You've got a person with 1 life path. Now you've got a 2 birthday. 2 birthday would say that this person is very friendly and a very supportive individual, someone who's very sensitive to the needs of other people, someone who's a diplomat, someone who would try to resolve differences between people, someone who doesn't want to take the lead, but rather is much happier in a supportive role. And so just listening to that, 1 life path leader, 2, doesn't want to lead, wants to be in a supportive role. How does that work for a person? How does that work out for you? That's where interpretation comes in. You would understand that although this is a clear leader, that this person also was very sensitive to other people's needs, perhaps might choose to lead by example or lead by, you know, gently rather than, you know, with a very strong conviction, might be much more willing to be listen to other people's perspectives, work with other people, but still lead. And also, you don't stop there because there's so many other numbers that can influence the experiences of that blend of energy. So that's why you really want to go through piece by piece, number by number, taking into account the life path number, which is what the person is, natural born talents and abilities. The birthday number, the day you were born, that's talking about what your talents and gifts are as well. Your expression number, which is all the letters in your name, is talking about what it is your soul came to do. And quite often, we find people actually doing what their expression number is. For instance, you know, if they have a one expression number, you'll find them being in charge or having their own business. If they have a three expression number, you might find them in the entertainment field or a singer or an actor or a dancer. Or you might find them in the communications field. Someone with five energy might be a traveler or a rock star or somebody who's always looking for travel and adventure. That's what your expression number is telling you. Down Your Heart's Desire says, what makes you happiest? What feeds your soul? What truly brings about the most joy in your life? And that number does influence your decisions. And so that number influences everything else in your chart. Personality number says how you're reflected to other people in the world. You could be the sweetest, most wonderful person in the world, but if you had a 7 personality, people wouldn't understand you, or they wouldn't know quite how to take you when they first met you. Your personality number is what you project out there to other people, and so it does influence your experiences as well in your life. So what I'm trying to say there is this tapestry. You have this tapestry of this picture filling in and filling in as you go through the numbers, and there are many, many, many numbers in your chart. A numerologist is able to put them all together and come up with what we would call, you know, an interpretation or a final picture of your energy and help to guide you to understand who you are, what your challenges are, where you're going in life, what's the easiest and best way to get there. And a numerologist can tell you where you might have a little tricky situations in your chart with certain numbers. You know, some people literally have dual natures or dual personalities when it comes to having two different energies that oppose each other in a chart. You know, waking up one day feeling strong and the next day feeling as though they can't make a decision to save their soul. You know, when people don't understand why they do that, well, numerology can explain that. You interpret what the numbers are doing as they sit with each other in a numerology chart. And from that, you begin to see the full picture of that person. So there is energy that is you that's defined by your core numbers, but there's also energy that flows into your life to be a catalyst for your soul's experience. Okay? You got to remember, two different kinds. And it's very, I think when it comes to numerology, when it comes to doing readings for people, even if they have a little bit of an understanding of their numerology, when you put all that information together for someone and interpret it for them, it even helps to clarify many, many things in their life. Now, I did receive a question in my email from one listener who was asking if your life path number itself reveals a lesson. And I think that's a really good question, and I want to answer that. I'm just going to take a little sip of water here. Hold on. I want to answer that because it's important. The life path number does reveal, you know, first and foremost, it tells you who you are. And it also can explain experiences in this lifetime. And there is a lesson that's held within the life path number. You know, the universe and its infinite wisdom, you as a soul and your infinite wisdom, you come in with specific energy to do specific things. And your life path allows those experiences to come into your life to use your energy, to use your talents, to use your abilities. So yes, each and every life path number has a lesson. Now, to calculate your life path number, you add your month plus your day plus your year. You first reduce the month, reduce the day, reduce the year to a single digit, and then you add it across. Yes, I know that some of you are out there and you're shaking your heads, and yes, there's more than one way to calculate the life path number. Absolutely. You really got to use what works best for you. I do not have an explanation why there's more than one way. I do know that with certain numbers, in most cases, when you do it, doesn't matter what way you do it, it comes up with the same life path number, the final single digit. However, the way that I configure the life path, the way I calculate it, I find more karmic numbers that way, and that's why I use that method. As a numerologist, you really need to experiment and find the one that works best for you. But I use month plus day plus year, and when you add that across, that's your life path. So what I want to talk about here just for, you know, a few minutes is, what's the lesson? What's the lesson if you're one life path? Well, I think that one of the major lessons with a one life path, it certainly is going to take you down a road to independence, and you'll learn how important it is to be independent. You know, quite often one life path, they actually spend a good deal of their life not involved or not married or not hooked up with someone. They kind of do it on their own. So you learn how to stand on your own two feet and how to become a very strong individual. And once you learn how to do that, then you go on to become a leader. And if one is your life path number, it'll present you with many opportunities to use these leadership abilities that you're learning about. A lot of the different qualities of the one comes into play. So your life will require you to be creative, to be innovative, to have a pioneering spirit, to have courage, and have a great deal of determination to use your confidence as well. But I think one of the major lessons for a one life path is to not be so much of an individual that you don't ask for help, that you send off that signal, I don't need your help, I can do it myself, or I'd rather do it myself. And that is kind of what puts you on alone, being alone and not really having, you know, people being supportive of you. You send off this, I'm very strong and I really don't need the help, thank you very much. And so what I would tell you, if you're one life path, is to really try to ask for other people's opinions and ask what they think. And try to listen to perspective from other people, because ones have a tendency to go full bore ahead and do what they think is right, and sometimes they run into obstacles, and they could prevent those obstacles if they just took the time to listen to other people. The big lesson here is that no man is an island, and that's the one lesson that comes in for the one life path. Now, for someone with a two life path, I mean, certainly your life will lead you to seek some balance and harmony in just about everything that you would do. And you're going to learn the benefits of cooperating with people and what compromise is. And you're learning about patience and about being a peacekeeper. And many opportunities will come to your life to allow you to use your abilities, your peacemaking abilities, your desire for harmony in your life. And later in life, you know, you actually can resolve differences between people and bring people together. So your whole job in life is to be supportive of others and keep the peace around you. Now, one of the greatest assets for the two life paths is your sensitivity and your intuition. But it's also one of your biggest challenges, because as a two life path, you've got to understand how sensitive you are to the energy of other people. And you want to desire harmony in your life. You need it. And so you have to be careful, because quite often you give away your desires and your needs in order to pacify or support other people to make them happy. You give away pieces of yourself. So if you have a two-life path, your lesson is to, it's okay to be supportive, but don't compromise. Don't compromise who you are in order to do so. You know, try to hold on to a sense of self and your needs and your wants. Make sure you're taking care of them in your life. Now, the three life paths, you know, if this is the star quality. These are the people that are have wonderful expression and ability to express themselves. These are the people that are very talented and very charismatic. Threes have to learn to speak from their heart, and they're learning that in this lifetime. And also, they have to use their enthusiasm and even their optimism, and their joy to inspire people around them, because threes come in gifted with this wonderful lightheartedness, this joyfulness, this sense of humor, and they really have this wonderful ability to inspire other people, and very magnetic people to be. But you have to really learn to speak from your heart, because threes really don't want to go to difficult emotions or difficult circumstances. They'd much rather stay on the surface and enjoy life and enjoy people. And so threes really, really have to learn to take some time to examine how they're feeling and how they are emotionally, and learn to be able to speak from their heart and express to everyone how they are feeling. I mean, if you know a three life path, you might find that if they're not expressing themselves, rather than being joyous, they could actually be depressed. And rather than being inspiring other people, they could actually be kind of sarcastic and mean. And this is because they're repressing their inner child, they're repressing their emotions. So they have to really learn to speak from their heart, explain to people how they feel. And you might find that three life paths actually blow up from time to time. It's kind of like a firecracker effect. You know, they're going along, everything seems fine, and all of a sudden somebody just says one thing, next thing you know, the three explodes and goes off like a firecracker. And that's because they've been holding things in and not expressing from their heart or from their emotions. And so they have a tendency to just kind of, you know, explode out of them. So if you're a three life path, learn to speak from your heart. Learn to express how you feel, okay? And certainly, threes are artistic and very creative. They're very talented. They have such a gift with words, and they really bring joy to almost everything they do. So it's wonderful to be a three. Now, moving on to the lesson for the four life paths, yes, there's a lesson, because you have to learn to work hard, and you have to learn to be disciplined and be very methodical, because that's your energy. And what they're learning is the benefit of doing so, of following the rules and working hard, because there's a lot to be gained from that. Fours are the ones, I'm sorry, but, you know, they're the ones that got the money in the bank accounts, they have the security, they have all their ducks in a row financially, they work hard, they build a stable life and a stable foundation for their lives. So, you know, they are learning, I work hard, there's rewards. And that's really, you know, the purpose of what they're learning in their life and what they're doing. They're very reliable, and they've learned the benefits of being reliable. They learn how to build security in their lives. They're the builders in this world. They're good managers. They're very efficient, but they're hardworking, and they learn how to build. And it doesn't matter what life path you are. You can be immensely talented, but if you don't have any discipline, which is what the number four represents, if you don't have any of that, it doesn't matter how gifted you are, you're going to have a hard time getting things done. So that is an important number that we all need in our chart somewhere. But four life paths, you know, that's the purpose of their life, is to learn how to discipline themselves and how to work hard. The lesson of the five. Fives are learning about flexibility and adaptability. And they're also learning about the proper use of freedom. Okay, that sounds like a lot of words. What does that mean? Well, you come in as a five life path, your life is going to be a series of ups and downs and rounds and rounds. Circumstances are not going to want to stay the same for you. There's nothing predictable about your life whatsoever. You have to learn to be flexible and adaptable and roll with the punches. Whatever gets thrown down your way, you just got to learn to take it and make the best out of it. Sometimes these are wonderful things and wonderful opportunities and very positive experiences, and sometimes not so positive, but you have to learn to just go with it, whatever happens, and just look at life as being an experience, and you're here to experience everything in life. Fives like their freedom. They like to remain free. They don't really want to get tied down. And so that's another part, is learning the proper use of freedom, because sometimes in their efforts to for their freedom, they have a tendency to throw away good opportunities. Maybe it got a little bit boring. Maybe this relationship got a little bit too tough. And so the one thing that fives are learning is freedom is a wonderful thing. However, sometimes you got to stick with something long enough to see how it's going to pan out before you decide to change it. And so they're learning the proper use of freedom. They're definitely being told to welcome every change as a new opportunity, and to actually, you know, consider their freedom to be a very treasured thing. They actually believe in your freedom as well, the freedom in all things. Everybody should be free to do exactly what they want to do. I mean, that's the way fives kind of see things. They're very liberal in thought, very resourceful people, very good communicators. It's a wonderful life path to have. But the lesson is being careful about their freedom itself. And out of, you know, when people have a lot of five energy in their chart, you know, you have to understand the concept of wanting to be free. Well, fives are very physical people, physical with all the five senses. Having a lot of fives in your charts can actually predispose you to actually not knowing your limitations. going overboard with, you know, things like drinking or smoking or eating or even with their own sexuality. So that's where the abuse of freedom comes in. That's where learning how to control your freedom, you know. Fives, when they find something they love, they have a hard time reining themselves in. And so that's what they're balancing out. That's the lesson of the five life path. Okay, moving on to sixes. Now, the six is learning a lesson about balance, more specifically, balancing between giving and receiving love. Oftentimes, sixes, you know, they're the givers in this world. They're the people that want to be of service, and that service and love is directed towards friends and family. This is definitely the life path of duty and responsibility. And so a lot of responsibility having to do with family falls squarely on the shoulders of the six. But they are naturally born with a lot of love and nurturing energy. They're with the most sympathetic, kind, and caring natures there is. They're born counselors. They're very good with, helping people out with their problems. But the lesson in the life of the six is to learn how to balance the giving and the receiving of the love. You know, you've got to love yourself back. You've got to do for yourself the same thing that you so willingly do for others. And also, sixes are not that good at receiving love back. They're so busy doing for others that they don't allow others to do for them. So they have to learn to balance that giving and receiving of love. That's the lesson for the six. Okay, moving on real quick. We're almost kind of running out of time here. The seven is really here to study and analyze just about everything, not to question things, to not take things on face value. And so they're natural-born investigators, and they're very intelligent, very analytical minds, and they're really here to explore things in depth and basically are drawn to spiritual things, to the mystery of life. So the seven really is meant to find faith in this lifetime, to actually move to that arena of spiritual philosophy, and then from that grow inwardly. It's a very spiritual journey for the seven, and that's their lesson, is to just, this is what's important, to work on the spiritual and the inward journey. And the seven's life path is different from everyone else's, but it does require just having faith, and that's the important thing about the seven life path. Now, eights are here, and they really have to balance things when you're an eight. They have to balance between money, emotions, relationships, and also their spiritual selves. The eights are here for power and mastery, to all things financial, to make some money, to know what abundance is. But they're also learning to balance everything. Balance, you know, not too much, you know, making career and work the most important thing in their lives. When they do that, their relationships suffer. If they don't work on their spiritual, then the business suffers. So they really have to work a lot of balance into their life so that it's every aspect of themselves they're working on. Eights have to also be careful about karma in their life, because the eight is the life path of instant karma. You reap what you sow, and so they must remain very ethical and do everything, you know, above board and walk that very fine line in their lifetimes. Otherwise, you know, they can have obstacles that come in their life that's directly related to something that they may or may not have done. Well, actually have done. Now, the nine life path, it will lead you to understand the interconnectedness of all things. This is the path of the universal love. This is where your compassion and tolerance and forgiveness comes in. And so a nine really has to learn that they are a citizen of the world. They belong to the world. They're a humanitarian. They don't belong to anyone in particular. Their love, they're here to give service and to be of service and to take care of others. And they can't really ask for themselves, I need it for me, because it's not about that. It's about them giving, and giving without looking back. And so that's one of the key things for someone who has a nine life path, is to understand that they belong to the world, and they're here in some capacity to help humanity. Now, you know, maybe next time when I come on, I can get into the master numbers and explain in depth the master number life path. But we know that the 11 is a messenger, that they are very psychic energy, and they're here to deliver a message for humanity. The 22 is a master builder, and so the 22 is here to bring down a dream and to build something very physical and very real on this earth plane for humanity. And certainly the 33 is here to inspire through their passions, to teach them the unconditional love energy, to be of service as well. Whenever you have a master number life path, the true goal of your life is to be of service to humanity in some fashion. Okay, well, I've gone on and on. And this is one of those rare nights where there hasn't been a phone call. And that's kind of interesting. There are many kinds of numerology readings, and I do want to reiterate that just for a second. Numerology can look into relationships, as I said earlier in the show, looking at the differences between the energy of two people, understanding that person, it works out. You know, if you've got a relationship that's failing or not working out for you, you might want to have side-by-side numerology done so that you can help to understand each other better. And once you understand the other person, it's a lot easier to work through the issues of a relationship. Quite a few women come to me when they're thinking about getting engaged or they think they found Mr. Right and they would like for me to look at the energy so that I can, give them a heads up as to, you know, who this person is and what their natural energy is and what to expect in the relationship. Wonderful reading to get is what I call a future forecast reading. It's basically an overview of what's going on with you now at this time in your life. It projects forward a few years so that you can see what's upcoming for you. This has to do with the part of your chart that is the experiences in your life, what's coming into your life to create circumstances for you. You know, you may have dreams. You may be wanting to do things. Maybe you're wanting to write a book. Maybe you're wanting to get married. Maybe you're wanting to go back to school, start a business, or whatever. The future forecast readings are very important to understand what energy you're working with at this time of your life, because it's better to work with the energy than against it, you know, and there is a flow to when the universe allows things to move easier for you. That's why we change different things in our life. We change as a person. We grow. What's interesting to us is when we're young is not necessarily what we're doing when we're older. And this is the influence of the energy that comes in to change the experiences in our life to help us to grow. When you understand what energy you're working with, you can actually make better decisions in your life. Certainly numerology is great for business as well. And certainly let's talk about house numbers, phone numbers, bank account numbers, license plate numbers, house numbers, knowing what the numbers represent, what they mean. It's really important that everyone should understand what numbers mean because it helps you to figure out stuff around you and in your life. And in repetitive numbers, too, numerology is really great. Once you understand what a number means, when you get those repetitive numbers in your life, then you know what the message is. So that's just some examples about what numerology is capable of doing for you. Now, I just want to mention that I do have a newsletter that I publish every month. There's some insightful things in it about numerology. I also, when great books come out, people send me a lot of wonderful websites that are just fabulous, and I try to share them with my newsletter group. If you would like to be part of the newsletter, it's free. All you got to do is email me. My email address is right there on my bio page, visiblebynumbers.com. Put newsletter in the title, and I will be happy to sign you up for the newsletter and get them coming to you. So it looks as though my time is just about done for this evening. And so the one thing that I would want to leave you with is to be yourself. Just be who you are, because everyone else is taken. And that's the one thing that numerology teaches you. As always, I wish you love, peace, and abundance. Thank you for joining me this evening. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.